Blog Talk Radio.
This is Sports Inside and Out. Legends of Sports, the voice of Legends of Sports. When legends speak, people listen. Now, here's your host, the coach, Chuck Hatcher.
Inside and Out, and I'm your host, the coach, Chuck Hatcher. Thank you so much for joining us on this snowy and terribly cold holiday weekend. Thanks for the Saturday morning podcast and all of our listeners around, particularly those on the East Coast. Hey, I'm right there with you. It's a lot of snow and a lot of cold. Just be careful out there moving around, and if you don't have to, don't move around. It's really, really one of the epic proportions here on the East Coast, particularly up in the metropolitan area in Washington, D.C. 2 feet and a lot of gridlock from Washington all the way up to Boston, New York. And they're going under the gun up there as well. And we have some updates, of course. Our Hall of Famers, Bobby Zorro Hunter and Bob Wally Jones, is coming in on the Wally Wonder segment of the contingent, of course, and we get some updates from it. Until the guys pop up here on the screen, we'll just give a quick little shout-out to all of our military personnel around the world. Thank you so much for keeping us safe, the military personnel, as well as all American Forces Network and all of our allies around the world, keeping us safe here in the States and abroad. A lot's going on. There's a lot of NFL playoff time going on this weekend. Of course, the NBA full blast. We'll get a little update on a very, very interesting move, and we'll ask for our one of the guys to tune in on the black coach of Cleveland vacancy that's been filled right there by the assistant coach, who's a guy that has been around for a minute and very, very well respected. Lou, I think is his name. We'll talk on some of that, of course, in the NCAA as well. Some of the great programs coming up. I think I see Wally popping up here now. Let's see. Is this Wally? What's up, Wonder?
I'm doing beautiful, man. Yeah, Tyrone Lue's getting that opportunity.
Tyrone.
I just heard it last night. Former player from Lakers. And, you know, I think it's a nice choice. I think his background will help the team out. They do respect him. And unfortunately, you know, that 30-point loss to Golden State, they couldn't take that. It's a young man from a Russian stuff. He just didn't have the experience. So I think that made a great move myself.
I think so, too. You know, it's enough to right the ship, because what you need is somebody that the guys really can respect. You know, the guys who have played the game earn the respect, you know, and you know, that's just like the tide of all of them. You know, those have been extremely successful in the game, those who played the game, outside of guys like Red Auerbach, of course. But, you know, I think it's a tremendous move. And, actually, you can see them galvanizing themselves around it. And I was very surprised, Wally, before we get into the meat of it, and hopefully we'll see Bobby pop up here in a few seconds. He was really the backbone of the team and keeping these guys on a steady keel. You know, I noticed that it was a lot of commentary, but even we last year was even saying how the guys were migrating to hear what he had to say before they went to the head coach Black. So it was very interesting. And I think, you know, I haven't heard any negative criticism about it outside of of those that's going to criticize anyway. But, I think it's a good move. He's deserved it. He's paid his dues, you know, and he has been the steady hand behind the scenes for the Cleveland Cavaliers, Wally. And I think if they are to be they're forced to be in the finals, then, of course, they need that steady hand and somebody that they can rely on and respect. Rely on respect, because I don't think the respect situation was there with Blake, or what's his name.
Well, yeah, it goes hand in hand with the fact that he didn't have any experience.
Yeah.
And, you know, you haven't played in the NBA game. You don't know the nuances and the different type of things that need to be known, the intricate things of the game.
Yeah.
Where that young man has played it, and he's been around, and he knows how to. He knows the players and know what they need to do to really get the best out of them. They just weren't performing. Some nights they just didn't perform, but when you go against the world champions, you got to show up. And you at home and lose by 30, I think that's embarrassing, really.
Yeah, that was the nail in the coffin right there. And I want to understand, because I played most of my career was overseas, Wally, and believe me, it is night and day. Even from the players who have played from overseas and have come to the NBA, it takes a lot to get used to. You don't find too many guys instantaneously coming in from the European League making an impact immediately. It takes time to get adjusted to the league. You know, it's really the right thing is night and day, Wally. I mean, and even in coaching, the whole philosophy of coaching in the European League is entirely different from
the
NBA.
That's true.
From the NBA. You know, it's just so helping. What little success I had the few years I was coaching over there, Wally, it was because I had a little experience from the States taking it over there. That's why they asked me to come over there to coach in Israel, you know, because we were bringing U.S. coaching professional experience over there to what the great degree. You see what I'm saying? And I just happened to augment it, because when I came over there, I was flat, wide open. And for them guys to adjust the cats that I was taking over there, you know, and the type of philosophy I was taking over there was strictly defense makes offense and offense makes better defense. That's the philosophy that we took over there that I had. And it worked for a while for me over there. But, you know, we wish him well, and I think he is not going to have any problem in the European League. Getting back another gig, league-wise, I think he needs to get back into his comfort zone of the European League. And I think his experience in the NBA will make him very comfortable. I understand some teams in China are already looking at him. So,
that's a good spot
for him. Yeah, Wally, yeah. Hey, let's talk a little bit more about Wally that's going on, of course. Gene Shue was honored, but of course we weren't able to get up there. You weren't able to get up there to be a part of that celebratory forum. Let's give a little idea of that and what's going on in upcoming, Wally, while we wait for our other guests to come on. I mean,
what happened, unfortunately, because of the snow, and it was Dolph Shays.
Yeah.
Dolph Shays.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I actually played under Gene Shue my last year with the 76ers. Dolph Shays is one of the great players in the early part of the pioneers of basketball, and then he played with Syracuse Nationals. Matter of fact, Ted told me when he was a rookie, he actually played with Dolph Shays. But he was my first 76er coach when I left the Baltimore Books and went to the 76ers. And, they were going to honor him, but because of this weather, they postponed it, and they want to do it on March 12th. And I'm trying figure out some way that they said they would fly me from the MEAC and then fly me right back, because that's what I was going to do this weekend, with the fly up and at halftime go to the ceremonies and then fly right back. So we'll find a way. I'm just hoping that the MEAC game is in the afternoon, and that may have me an opportunity to broadcast Friday and Saturday, and I'll just leave right after the game, if it's an afternoon game.
As I recall,
I thought it was last year. Because they did have that on TV. They did have the MEAC tournament on TV. So that may be the case. But I'll find out. All I have to do is just look it up, find out what time the game is on March 12th. But other than that, this weather is, where they say, baby, it's cold outside. It's snow up here. I don't know what you got down there, but you feel
here. Snow, Wally. You know, I'm talking to my sons, Charles and Carl, man. They buckle down. It's epic. I mean, you know, the condo building that we have there, Charles is in it, that we deal with on, in Old Town in Alexandria. Of course, they got that giant generator keeps the entire complex up, you know, and inclement when the power is out. But my other son over in Maryland now, you know, that's a whole different ball game. So it's epic. It says a ghost town. You know, I mean, no movement at all. It's you don't see no movement at all except for the trucks doing the best they can to get around, of course. And we had a report, of course, from the Carolina Cougars, the Panthers, I should say. They're doing a great job clearing the field, getting ready for tomorrow's game.
I was wondering about that.
Today looks like they will be played on time. They've done a pretty good job down there in making sure that the field and the stands are equitable for the game itself. Of course, the field condition is suspect from last game, but I think they've done some things on that to rectify.
Right.
There's a lot going on, man. You know, about the NCAA. Congratulations, Larry Brown's doing a tremendous job down at SMU with all the weight he has on him with the penalizing of the program and whatnot. Only undefeated team in the nation is doing a tremendous job, and he's carrying on. He's carrying on.
Yeah,
I mean,
they're
the game to see on TV now.
Yeah, that's right. They're only undefeated. So he's doing his job. He's a great coach. It's just unfortunate for what's happening in the college basketball itself with some of the rules that are violated. And that happens. I mean, we see it everywhere. Boeheim was suspended for 9 games for academic.
Yeah.
Same things that happen in those programs, coach, been happening for years, and we see some of the top coaches, the program's been affected, or Calipari has been affected, not only in Massachusetts, Memphis, but he still got that job in Kentucky, and, you know, they recycle these guys. I mean, they'll get a job.
That's what it is. I think we might see something popping up here, hopefully. If I can switch over here, it might be Bobby now coming up here. Bobby, is this Bobby?
Hey, guys, how you doing?
Yeah, now you popped on up there. Yeah, we saw the big piece pop right on up there. 9. Well, as soon as that came up, I knew it was Zorro. 9-1.
Tomorrow. Where you guys at? Where are you?
Virginia. Wally's in the.
I'm in Richmond, Bobby.
He's in Richmond in the snow.
Oh man, I was looking for you yesterday. I was down in Kendall.
You're down in Kendall, yeah?
Yeah. I was over at the hospital. Bob Williams from Sports Foundation, player at NYU.
I remember Bob Williams at NYU.
Yeah.
He played when I played. Tom
they
Boone.
They were on TV.
Barry Kramer.
Yeah.
He played on that team. Yeah, man.
Yeah.
How's he doing?
A little back problem, so... I'm going by to see him. I'm going to pick up Ron Evans' knowledge, and we're going to go by. And then Freddie Crawford decided that he couldn't make it up through the wilderness of New York, and I'm going to pick him up down there in Florida, and we're all going to go to lunch.
Oh, that's wonderful.
I talked to Fatty yesterday. He's doing better. I talked with Gigi and Mary whether they – went out there to spend some time with Fatty. He's a little, he's having some situations, but of course Fatty's going to recover. He's doing all right. He sounded just to be able to hear his voice. He perked up a little bit and said that that George and Meriwether told me that him and Gigi went down to spend about 3 days with him there to just break some bread with him up there out there in Denver, and he's doing pretty well. Looking forward to trying to get back east to do some things to support what we're doing with the film, of course, Wally and Bobby.
Yeah.
And also, he was giving me some insight on some of the things. And Al Bianchi told me to tell you hello, Wally. Al's doing pretty well there, of course, in Phoenix. He's looking to ease on back east pretty shortly, of course, and hopefully we'll have some similitude of things going on with our premiere, possibly, for the film. I was trying to think of anybody else. Yeah, it looks like we're meeting today on it. We're doing another conference call today. March the 3rd. March the 3rd. Looks like the Thursday, March 3rd, they may be doing the premiere for Errol Former's documentary in Norfolk, Virginia. They're working on it now, and we'll find out. I gave them pretty much what was needed. I talked with Meriwether and Ice, Fatty, Al Bianchi. I talked to yesterday. Ray's already been notified through Eric. The last person, I'm waiting on Barry Buchan is calling back to see if Julius might be available to come down for that one-night premiere for the documentary, for Errol Former's documentary, guys. So that's where it is right now. We'll be talking a little bit more about it. Right, they got the venue. Kurt Levy, the guy, the young man down in Norfolk, the attorney that helped us with the Virginia Squire reunion, downtown Norfolk, down from the Norfolk Scope. Is a thing called the Roper Performing Center of the Arts.
Yes.
On the campus of Tidewater Community College. Their arts, the concert and arts department is on Granby Street, just down the street, Wally. And a very, very historic place. They've arranged for that. And it looks like it's moving pretty fast. You know, I was a little hesitant, but they seem to be moving relatively fast, identifying the potential people that can help put it together. So we're just waiting to see what is going to be. So that's kind of where it is. We'll see.
I'll be adjusting. I do have the 2nd and 3rd of March at Glen Mills, but that's in Philadelphia. But I'll be done work on the 3rd at 12 o'clock.
That gives you enough time. If you could get the situation squared away, you could definitely get it, because I think the thing is actually starting at around maybe 5.
Oh, okay.
4
okay.
or 5.
Then I will come right from the Mills. I just have to get a flight. But we'll talk about that later. But I did want to talk about something else. Denver and the Patriots.
Yeah.
I wanted to say something about these conference games. I know we talked about Carolina cleaning up the field against Arizona, but Denver at it's Patriots at Denver, so I didn't know how the weather was up there, because I know sometimes that inclement weather could cause some change in the game itself. But that's going to be tremendous, Peyton.
That's going to be good. And I heard a quick note while in Bobby. The guy told me, said in the playoff games, the home seed is a 90% winner in playoff games.
90%,
and this has been in the history of playoff games. So it's always been a 90%. I think the guy said 90%+ winner for the home team. So that's why the home field advantage was so important for these divisional titles, guys. The home seed wins 90% of the time. So the guys were saying that. Here's what he was saying about New England, that Tom Brady is only 3 out of 9 in Denver. 3 out of 9 in Denver. That's his record in winning in Denver. So it's going to be interesting. Actually, regardless of what it is, these four – it's going to be great this weekend, you know, if they can play. You know, I think playing in Denver, it's definitely going to be played, and it looks like it's going to be played in Carolina. So it's going to be interesting, guys. Yeah, and they definitely saying that Carolina. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What happened to starting centers in All-Star games?
That's not a position anymore, Bobby, in the NBA. Unfortunately, when they select them, as you see, you wonder what's happening. But when you look at a center that should be starting, I can give you a name right away. Drummond. Andre Drummond from doubles all out there from Detroit Pistons. He's a center that should make the team. I know those selections is fan base where popularity contest, of course, the voting that you see. So many guys get so many votes. So. But a guy like Andre Drummond, I think, should be in the All-Star game.
Yeah. It's amazing the way they've taken that out of the hands of coaches and players. That's when it meant something, guys and listeners. When your players, when your peers and your coaches vote you in, that's when it really means something. You know.
That's right. That's right.
That's all All-Star.
Bob, do you have any other recommendations, Bob?
Yeah.
When you talk about centers, who do you think should be in it?
Well, I'm just looking at changing the game.
Oh, of course. There's no positions now. They play that small ball, and they don't use those centers a lot. I mean, I watched that with Cleveland. They got a 7-footer, and he's in and out of the lineup. It's not consistent. Mm-hmm. And when you look at any of the teams, it's just a no-position game where centers are not playing anymore.
Yeah.
They bring small ball into it, and that's where the NBA is going.
In Chicago, they don't have a center.
They have Pau Gasol.
Yes.
Pau Gasol is the man.
And he shouldn't be starting?
I would say he's been playing that well to be on the All-Star team. I don't know the voting, the balloting, who they selected from that position. But those two guys right there, you just named it. That's why I hadn't thought of all the centers that are in the Eastern Conference. But I know that Drummond should be one. Pau Gasol from Chicago, I could definitely look at that. Even when you look at the West Coast, I can't think of centers that could be making it, that are really making an impact on the game that should be voted in. I'm trying to think of a center now. And
their team is making an impact on the game.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, I guess the All-Star game is beginning to resemble the football All-Star game in Hawaii.
Yeah. It's an entertainment piece only. They don't take it serious. Guys don't even take it serious no more. You know, one thing I can say about the football selection, Bobby and Wally, at least is more peer and coach. Influenced more so than fan.
Well, guess who's selecting?
Hmm.
The two teams that are selected by Michael Irving and Jerry Rice. They selected players. That happened last year.
Yeah.
It's a fun game. It's a fun game now when you got guys like Hall of Famers like them selecting the team.
Yeah.
That to me is just another fan base popularity contest.
Yeah.
And they don't play anyway. They don't even participate when you talk about a game is not worth seeing.
Those guys, they're more concerned about the insurance injuries.
Yes, that's right.
The basketball All-Star game, the All-Star NBA game, was one of the most exciting games and was a landmark of events within that structure of the game. And it was a signature of the NBA. It is no longer, it has faded away to some other advertisement.
Yeah, so true, Bobby. I mean, it's a shame, Bobby, you're hitting on point there, listeners and Wally. They spend more emphasis on the collateral stuff around the game more so than they do the game.
Yeah, so many other things.
You know,
is
what they're doing with the skill challenge, the slam dunk. Now the celebrity game is drawing just as much as attention as the All-Star game. Who's out there playing, acting crazy for the celebrities? I mean, you know, it just get just as much as attention, you know. So you're right, Bobby. It really.
And the slam dunk, I stopped watching it when they gave it to somebody for jumping over a car.
Yeah.
You stopped watching it. Yeah, there's a lot of gimmick to it now. Security of the game is not there. I mean, long time ago in the All-Star game, they actually competed. But you see it in these All-Star games. Maybe the last quarter they really start playing defense for most of the game. Like last year when Westbrook went off, he had about 40. It was just a showcase of him displaying his skills and talents. And he went away with the MVP, but that game was wide open. There's no defense.
Yeah.
It's not as pure as it used to be, but entertainment value. You see the guys run up and down. They want to see all those dunks and highlights. That's what they want.
Yeah.
So
this
All-Star game is going to be titled Kobe's Last Game.
Yeah, he started.
Yeah.
They voted him in the start, you know.
Yeah.
Well fellas, remember this.
We're going to have more fun watching the Rucker.
I tell you what, remember this. When they let Magic play, Magic put on one of the most fantastic All-Star game shows I've ever seen. When they allowed him to compete in that last All-Star game, that was another point of his retirement. He just came from that HIV announcement, and they let him play, and that man, he had a fantastic storybook ending plays. I mean, he was fantastic that year. So I hope Kobe gets off and has fun. He deserves it.
He deserves it. That's cameo. That's a cameo appearance, you know, of course.
I do appreciate the way they respected him at the end, but also the structure of the Lakers had been impaired for the last 3 years, if not two. And a certain respect hadn't been given to the fans or to the league. That being said, Cleveland was put into a conundrum where the coach shouldn't have been there. Well, should have been there, but didn't know LeBron was coming back. So, actually, they had hired the coach now to be the coach. But so they ran into quite a situation, you know.
It couldn't have been described more perfectly, Bobby, because he did not come on board until LeBron got there.
Yeah.
And the coach, Blank, please forgive me for misspelling
his name. Well, Blank might be... I don't know the correct pronunciation, but Blank might be it.
I think the assistant coach, Lou, is the name Lou. That's a perfect
Tyrone
choice.
Lou.
I think they made the right choice of Lou because when LeBron got there, I think they hired Lou as assistant coach. So that had to be
actually, he was supposed to. He was supposed to be coach.
That's true. I heard that.
Okay.
That was the real deal there.
Hey guys, I tell you, this is a flu weight. But it's gone already, man. We ain't got but a minute left. Boy, I tell you, this ain't a flu. We just get into a groove.
Mid-July,
of our thoughts.
July, the retired players going back to Vegas.
I saw the notice. I did see the notice. Oh, and thank you so much, Arnie Felco, I had a great talk with Arnie Felco. He said, guys, congratulations. Let him know what we can do to support the Sports Inside and Out going to Michigan to help Flint. He says, a tremendous idea. Let him know what's going on, and he'll do everything he can to support the Sports Inside and Out show for this water situation and addressing it in Flint. He said, please get a hold of the chapter and get them involved as well. But he said he's totally with it, Bobby. He said, congratulations, guys. And also, he said, let him know about the premiere. RPA membership-affiliated thing, they're trying to put a little more emphasis on that right now. Guys, we got to get out of here. But listen, thank you so much for joining us with our Hall of Famers, Wally Jones and Bobby Zorro-Hunter. I'm your host, Coach Chuck Hatcher. Same time, same place next Saturday. Same time, same place
right.
next Saturday.
Take
and
care,
listen
brother.
To our
Saturday.
Update. Okay.
Be safe. Be safe, brother.
Okay. All right, Rilla. Okay.
The Riddler.